Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about realizing and remembering why we are doing better than we deserve. We'll return with the devotional after a message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Better Than We Deserve by Alexis A. Goring. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, KJV. Sometimes I respond to things that happen with an attitude, asking God, "What did I do to deserve this?" However, recently I realized what I deserve is death because I am a sinner and God is holy. He doesn't like sin. Death is the original price humankind had to pay for our sins. But there is hope because of Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate price for our sins when he died on the cross at Calvary. Because of his death and resurrection, we can be reconciled to God. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Without Christ's sacrifice, we will be separated from God forever. The free gift of salvation offered by Jesus is a blessing we should never take for granted. Now when I am tempted to ask God what I did to deserve, fill in the blank, I am moved to replace that filling with facts. I am doing much better than I deserve. Why? Because I am alive and healthy and saved by Jesus. So many people don't make it. They die young. Some people die even before they are born. Some die old and gray, but without ever giving their life to Jesus Christ. Some are homeless. Some are unemployed. There is always someone who has it worse than you. But no matter how we feel about our life circumstances, we need to remember that God is good and we are doing better than we deserve. This is not to minimize your problems and dismiss your pain. But it is to encourage you that we have a Savior who empathizes with us and understands our pain. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. He can help you in all the ways you need him to. The Passion of the Christ is a biblical drama film that was co-written, directed, and produced by Mel Gibson. During the film production, someone snapped a picture of Gibson sitting in his director's chair next to Jim Caviezel, who is the actor playing Jesus Christ. Gibson looks clean-shaven and well-dressed in a crisp top and wrinkle-free pants, and he's moving his hands as he talks to the actor who plays Jesus. Caviezel's entire body is painted in blood that is seeping through his rough-cut tan tunic. He has a crown of thorns on his head. Yet his demeanor is kind, and he's looking intently at Gibson, showing patience and long-suffering as he listens to Gibson pour out his heart. The caption on this photo reads, "That moment when you try to explain to Jesus how hard your life has been lately." When I read that caption and reflected on the message of the picture above, it humbled me. Jesus went through unspeakable pain and suffering. He allowed himself to be beaten, flogged, mocked, abused, mistreated, and ultimately killed by crucifixion, all so we could have a chance to be saved in his kingdom. We cannot handle even 1% of everything he endured for us. It was a rescue mission only Christ could complete. I'm so grateful he did, and he is faithful. Despite everything Jesus went through, he interceded for us up to the last breath he breathed. Jesus even asked God to forgive the people who caused his death, Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Looking at the picture of Gibson telling the actor playing Jesus about his problems, presumably right before the scene where Christ was crucified, changes my perspective when I think I have problems. Nothing I have been through or will go through begins to compare to all Jesus went through for us. Yet he doesn't judge us unfairly, and he invites us to pour out our hearts to him. Did you have a bad day? He wants to sympathize with you. Did you have a good day? He wants to rejoice with you. Oftentimes, the trials and tribulations of our life here on earth can feel overwhelming and cause us to despair. During one of those days for me, God spoke to my spirit these words, "Earth is temporary. That means your pain is temporary." His words gave me hope because I realized it means that all the pain and trials and tribulations we face do have an expiration date, and we serve a God who restores. My worst days did not begin to compare to the trauma Jesus endured on the cross so that we could be saved in his kingdom. Yet, Jesus understands everything we go through, and he's promised to be here for us and see us through. We just need to let him. There are two songs that encouraged my heart as I thought of writing this devotional. I invite you to listen to Deserved by Anthony Brown, Nicole Wilson, and the FBCG Young Adult Choir. I also invite you to listen to Charity Gale sing, "Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood," and be encouraged. Intersecting faith and life. How does knowing that Jesus paid the price for your sins inspire you? In what ways can you show gratitude to Christ for being there for you? Further reading, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.